it's you can see that there's something not right with the young ones coming in. I think it's the ice, what's going on. It's not much of the Harry anymore. It's more of the ice. It's just a shame because I've been in this system for a very long time, and just seeing all these young ones coming in, ones that, you know, it's ones that you least expect that are coming in. You know what I mean? It's really sad, just to see all these young ones. It's a real shock. Like back in the days, it would probably only be me and my sister Candy and two other black fellas, you know what I mean? And now there's like about 50 of us these days, and it's a pity, yeah.
What do you think the young ones are like turning to drugs?
I reckon it's a lack of support. They're reaching out, but no one's there to be there for them. They're not getting, you know, no one doesn't want to sit down and listen to what's going on. You know, we all got issues in our own way, I understand, but at the end of the day, you know, we've got to break the cycle, and the only way we can do that is to be there for our generation and sit down and have that time for them and let them, you know, speak and re-listen and all that stuff. The only way they can, in their ways, is to get through it is through drugs and crime. The system doesn't help in a lot of ways, you know what I mean? Like, they're even locking up people over petty little stings, you know what I mean? Like, these days, it's just getting ridiculous with the system, you know what I mean?
And I think the support needs to start before they come into the jail. You know, it needs to start out there. Like, I think that the younger generation should be told and taught, you know, that what they're gonna be getting if they do keep going the way that they're going, you know? Get an education on what the drugs are doing, what the ice is doing to people.
That's right.
You know, and it needs to start before they come out.
There's also a lack of youth programs going on. Like when I was younger, there was a whole heap of youth programs going on where they used to take us out and, excursions and...
I remember the camps we used to go on, the fun days and that, the races we used to have at the league and stuff. Yeah, there's nothing like that. Yeah,
it's just a big change, you know what I mean, from when I was young to... how it is now. Like, where is it? What's going on, mate?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's a good question.
False promises too. Like, I don't know how many people have come in, support systems have come in. I'm not bagging them or nothing. But you know what I mean? Like, this false promises, you know what I mean? And we hold on to that. Mm-hmm. We hold on to every word that they tell us, you know what I mean? And when they don't pull through, it shatters us. So it's like anything that happens or anyone that comes in, it's just, we don't know if it's going to pull through or not. So that's another thing, just false promises and all that stuff.